This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt's health ministry says that 41 people were killed when a fire broke out at a Coptic church in the heavily populated Cairo suburb of Mbaba. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
People shouted and screamed as the fire raged on the top floors of the martyr Abu Sayfain church. Witnesses say it took firefighters 3 hours to arrive at the scene. Many of the victims were children. Egyptian media, quoting eyewitnesses, reported that the fire started after a power outage at the church caused an electrical generator to turn lights and air conditioning units on, triggering a short circuit in one of them. Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly, along with General Ahmed Rashid, the governor of the Giza province where the church is located, went to the scene of the fire. They presented the government's condolences along with pledges to help the families of the victims. Authorities have also pledged to set up technical and engineering committees to investigate the cause of the fire. Egyptian political sociologist Saeed Sadiq tells VOA that the church is located in a neighborhood full of narrow streets and alleyways.
Because they exist in overcrowded area, usually alleys, separate defense and fire brigades cannot reach it that quickly. So this is a problem.
The incident came 9 years to the day government security forces evacuated a Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camp in the north of Cairo, resulting in a large number of casualties. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. On the eve of the anniversary of the Taliban takeover of Kabul, Afghanistan's former president has defended what he says was a split-second decision to flee. Ashraf Ghani told CNN that he left while the Taliban were at the gates of the capital because he wanted to avoid the humiliation of surrender to the insurgents. Critics say Ghani's sudden and secret departure on August 15, 2021, left the city rudderless as U.S. and NATO forces were in the final stages of their chaotic withdrawal from the country. Ghani also denied persistent allegations that he took tens of millions of dollars of cash with him and that other officials fled. Mexico's president has begun exploring plans to sidestep Congress to hand formal control of the National Guard to the army. That could extend the military's control over policing in a country with high levels of violence. The idea has raised concern because President Andres Manuel López Obrador won approval for creating the force in 2019 by pledging in the Constitution it would be under normal civilian control. But now López Obrador wants to keep soldiers in the street longer. Police say a man killed himself after ramming a U.S. Capitol barrier with his car, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing gunshots into the air from the burning car before fatally shooting himself. The incident happened early Sunday morning at a vehicle barricade set at East Capitol Street and 2nd Street in Washington. Authorities say that as the man was getting out of the car, the vehicle became engulfed in flames. As police approached, they say he opened fire, shooting several bullets into the air. Police say the man fatally shot himself as officers went to confront him. The man's identity has not been released and no one else was hurt. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping our top story, Egypt's health ministry says that 41 people were killed when a fire broke out in a Coptic church in the heavy populated Cairo suburb of Mbaba. Witnesses say it took firefighters 3 hours to arrive at the scene. Many of the victims were children. Egyptian media, quoting eyewitnesses, reported that the fire started after a power outage at the church caused an electrical generator to turn lights and air conditioning units on, triggering a short circuit in one of them. Again, Egypt's health ministry says 41 people were killed when a fire broke out in a church in the populated Cairo suburb of Mbaba. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.